This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
640 with the Kellogg Crew, and time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Make your money work hard so you can play harder with a money market account. Rates as high as 1.5% APY. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in dirt, Dina?
Kim Kardashian working hard to become a lawyer, working hard to free prisoners. And it looks like one family is not appreciating her efforts. Her latest case is helping out death row inmate Kevin Cooper, and Kim has met with Mr. Cooper and his attorney, and she says she will lend her support. However, Marianne Hughes, who is the victim's mother, says she's disgusted to see Kim helping out this death row inmate and also hugging him. She says, "I feel sick to my stomach. There's nothing to justify what she's doing to us and the immense pain she's causing us." She says a mountain of evidence is there to show that he is guilty as sin, though others say he was framed. So hopefully Kim has done her homework, not just you know, working with his defense, but also looking to see what the prosecution had as well.
Aren't there like freedom organizations too who try to set innocent people free? Hopefully she's working with an agency like that, so it's not just a
Look
at both sides. Absolutely. President Trump pushing back on claims he called the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, nasty during an interview with The Sun on Twitter yesterday. He said he never called Meghan nasty, and it was made up by the fake news media, and they got caught cold. But then the problem is, it was all captured on audio. Timing couldn't be worse. President Trump set to touch down in London today for a three-day visit. He is set to visit with Queen Elizabeth, Prime Minister Theresa May. Not Duchess of Sussex. She's still on maternity leave, so he's probably breathing a sigh of relief about that.
That's hard to step that back, too, because what rhymes with nasty?
Miss Jackson?
Casting, yes.
Sorry,
that's who he's talking about.
DinaStirk.com.
Only if you're nasty.
We talked about Janelle Evans losing custody of her kids temporarily, her and her husband David Eason. Now they got a supervised visit with their kids this weekend, Kaiser, Ainsley, Jason, Marissa. Things didn't go so well for David, though. Apparently there is some drama in the family. Their daughter Marissa reportedly refused to see him during the visit, and David didn't like that, so he stormed out after getting the cold shoulder. So, you know, hopefully things are working out for the couple as they're trying to patch things up. Marriage counseling, parenting classes, a psych eval for David. So it sounds like it's going to be quite a long road for this family.
DinaStirk.com.
And work it, boy. Your thing, sashay.
I will.
Pete Davidson has gone from comedian to model.
That's a long distance there. Okay, so what did he model? Tattoos?
Oh, no, some cool stuff. The SNL star made his runway debut on Friday with Alexander Wang in his fashion show in New York City. I mean, that's a big name to open for. It was a little bit awkward. He bumped into one model on the catwalk at first, but then he gains a little more confidence for the finale. I mean, thank goodness.
That's one way to get rid of your competition.
Knock them off.
Sway your butt. Hey, knock them off stage.
Let's be fair. Some of those runways are awfully thin, okay? Not so easy to navigate.
They're like high wires now. They're very, very,
very
thin.
Yeah.
That's your dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Now let's get to Dina's Dirt at the 40. She's back with the latest gossip. Brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Make your money work hard so you can play harder with a money market account. Rates as high as 1.5% APY. For details, call 733-2800. So what's up in dirt?
All right. James Holzhauer has netted more than $2 million so far in Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And he is now giving back to his community with it. This is super cool.
What is a good guy?
He lives in Nevada. He donated $10,000 to communities and schools in Nevada. They help kids who are thinking about dropping out of school. And that's not all that he did. He also gave another $10,000 to a local education charity back in May. But, you know, he's won almost $2.5 million.
I'm sorry.
He's got some money to share.
I don't believe it.
What?
I think there's going to be a scandal.
You think so?
Yeah, there's no evidence right now, but...
Like he's cheating somehow,
like
you think?
Like $64,000 question that happened? I don't know, it just seems so weird. How can you win so much?
I don't know.
Don't you come down on this story.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, it's official. Robert Pattinson is the new Batman. It was rumored.
What?
So he's going from biting to being a bat.
That's weird. I don't
biting
agree.
Batting.
Actually, if you think about it, vampires are supposed to turn into bats, right?
I mean, he could.
It's a natural transition for him.
He could look the part. I don't know. You never know what's going to happen. We'll see how it turns out.
Get a no-name. I hate when they use stars in another stuff.
I mean, he's kind of a no-name since Twilight.
Oh.
I'm kidding, Robert.
So he's taking over for Ben Affleck. That'll be out in theaters June 25th, 2021. In the meantime, people do not want Johnny Depp to be recast for Pirates of the Caribbean. They still want him to be the actor for that movie. So there's a petition going around with 15,000 signatures at last count to see if they can keep him on the payroll since Disney really doesn't want him back. DinaStirt.com. Nicole Snooki Polizzi has shared a glimpse of her life as a mom over the weekend. The Jersey Shore star and also a new host of How Far Is Tattoo Far has given birth
what?
To...
Did not tattoo? Know that.
That doesn't even how make any sense.
How far is tattoo far? Like, how far is too far?
Yeah.
But with the tat in it.
That's the...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You don't even want to know.
Idiotic.
There's, like, revenge tattoos involved and everything.
Yeah. So. Ooh, okay, so what happens?
So besides that drama, on May 30th, she shared a picture of her newborn babe, or her new meatball, as she calls them, Angelo James LaValle. So she's now up to 3 meatballs. And
that is so weird. Why would you call it? I just don't understand these.
Meatballs. It's an
Italian
thing.
Yeah, I think that's a normal thing.
Sorry, I don't get all these names this morning.
His name's not Meatball.
Yeah, the name's not Meatball.
The name's not Meatball. He just has 3 little meatballs now.
It's a weird nickname.
Okay, their names are Angelo, Lorenzo, and Giovanna, if it makes you feel better. DinaStirt.com. And as they're celebrating the birth of their new baby, let's see, we've got Bachelor stars Ari and Lauren with a new baby girl,
Alessi. Meatloaf?
Nope, they named her Alessi Ren.
A little different.
That'd be nice.
A lot of people congratulating them on the birth of their new child, except for Becca, also from The Bachelor. People think that maybe she's thrown a little shade at the couple because she posted a picture of a batch of freshly baked cookies with a similar birth announcement.
Wait, the cookies were birthed?
I guess.
Wow.
It makes more sense if she posted a picture of some buns, but, you know, I don't know, the cookies thing is a stretch.
Yeah. If she's showing some shade, if she's throwing some shade, that could be good for the baby, too. You need sunshades.
Oh, my gosh. What an old man joke right
a
there.
Lot.
What a dad joke.
It is. We should move on. That's your dirt at 7:40.
You need to
I think I will today, right now, in fact. It's my retirement party.
More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Yeah, we're back in no time. It's 8:39 with the Kelly crew, and now Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can make money. Make it work hard so you can play harder with a money market account there. Rates as high as 1.5% APY. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Tina?
All right, starting with an update on what the Kardashians were up to over the weekend. The Kardashians and Jenners. Kylie Jenner's daughter, Stormy Webster, she ended up in the hospital over the weekend, but she's okay, 100% okay, according to Kylie. She had an allergic reaction. I feel like this isn't the first time we've heard about an allergic reaction from her. She didn't say. She did not say, but I feel like she's had one before. Then we've got Kim Kardashian making fun of Kylie Jenner for the way that she did her 10-second face wash. I know Lopez talked about that.
So silly.
First, she defended Kylie, saying, hey, listen, she only had 10 seconds to show you how to do this. But then she said she really should have used one of these face wipes first. Leave it to Kim to put in a plug for one of their products.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And finally, Khloe Kardashian heading to prom. Is she maybe 34 years old? But, you know, she's going to prom.
She
went with a lucky young man who's one of her followers that she had met last year and stayed in touch with. So that was pretty cool of her to say yes to him. Most celebrities come up with an excuse. Maybe she couldn't think of anything and said, sure, I guess I'll go.
What about that girl that really liked that kid, though?
Oh.
I feel bad for her.
For her.
A little upstage.
Fergie is all ready to be done with her marriage 2 years after she and actor Josh Duhamel announced their separation. She has filed for divorce. And we've got Nicolas Cage and his wife, now exes, officially.
Oh, love that story. Married for 4 days.
Well, technically, actually, they were married for 69 days. days, according to TMZ. But 4 days after his marriage, he wanted it annulled. He wanted to be done with it.
Oh, I see.
But now it's official.
It just took a long time, and the judge said, no annulment. You have to file for an actual divorce, which is what he ended up doing. So, congratulations, I guess.
A lot of red tape.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage, everywhere he goes.
DinasDirt.com.
Well, it's a rite of passage for young girls when they have their bat mitzvah. You have that at about 12 or 13 years old. This is a little weird. Jenny Mullen, who is Jason Biggs' wife. You know Jason Biggs from American Pie?
Oh, yeah.
She celebrated her 40th birthday by having a bat mitzvah ceremony in Israel.
All these adults having young parties. You know, the prom, bar mitzvahs.
Did she miss it the first time or something? She
not
just kind of felt like doing it?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, there's not like, you know, when you get married and then you end up having like a, what do you call it, engagement party later on or renewing of the vows. I don't think there's renewing of bat mitzvahs. I don't think that's a thing. So
are you doing it just for the gifts?
Yeah, right.
Like an excuse to have a party. That's a stretch.
It's not a bad idea.
She might be. You never know.
DinasDirt.com.
And finally, Britney Spears' graduation. No, not for her. We're not talking about weird things older celebrities are doing.
Yeah.
And her bat mitzvah, too.
Her son, Preston James, had his 8th grade graduation.
Aww.
So she said, apparently, they take these things very seriously. I know my daughter's graduating, and my heart is palpitating, so I guess I could always call Britney Spears and ask her how she gets through these difficult things in life.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll return your phone call.
Mm-hmm. You think?
She might.
It doesn't sound promising.
I don't know about these graduations, though, like for a year.
For eighth grade?
Yeah.
Why not?
This is the final year.
It's fun.
It gives us practice for senior year, okay? I told you, we need some help handling this emotionally. Maybe if my kids had eighth grade graduations, I could handle this
better.
Good,
yeah.
Do they do the stage and pomp and circumstance at eighth grade? Because I was going to say, I don't want to sit through 4 hours.
I have no idea. I never got that.
There you go through.
I'll have to ask Brittany when I call her.
You're an adult now.
And that's
Mazel tov.
That's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports at DinasDirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.